Hello everyone, good morning from the beautiful sunny day in Jakarta. I am Joe Silaban. I'm waiting for my MRT, so let's talk.
And you are listening to Shaking the Culture.
So hi everyone, it's been a while since last time. And I believe this is going to be a good one also. Today we're going to talk about going back or visiting the past and stay there. So ada banyak perusahaan-perusahaan yang hobi mengunjungi masa lalu. Karena apa? Karena biasanya ada perusahaan yang bisa dibilang besar ya, dan dia sudah sukses gitu loh, sukses dalam satu era, kemudian mengalami penurunan. And then they love to visit the past and stay there, yeah, while you supposed to go forward and, you know, having a future oriented. Jadi memang seringkali kita ketemu dengan beberapa perusahaan-perusahaan yang seperti itu gitu loh. Dan hal itu memang menyakitkan ya. Menyakitkannya adalah biasanya begini, ada dua kelompok dalam sebuah perusahaan, adalah orang-orang lama, seniors, and then newcomers, atau orang-orang baru yang ya dianggap bahwa okay, you're just a new guy, you don't know the history of the company. But that's not it actually. That's not what really matters actually. Jadi seringkali begini, banyak perusahaan-perusahaan yang mereka sudah mengalami suatu kesuksesan dalam suatu era, kemudian mengalami penurunan, atau kemudian mereka berusaha untuk bangkit lagi, dan mereka hire orang-orang baru yang menurut mereka memang sangat skillful ya, which is maybe they are skillful, and then they cannot take it, you know, they cannot take the change yang dibawa oleh orang-orang baru itu, sehingga akhirnya orang-orang yang senior, orang lama yang biasanya merupakan decision maker ini merasa gak nyaman gitu dengan hal-hal baru yang datang itu ya. It's always like that, you know, the changes, the new thing is not comfortable for everyone actually. Dan itu yang harus kita pikirkan bersama gitu loh. Ketika kita siap atau kita mengatakan gue ingin berubah gitu, kemudian kita mencoba membawa hal-hal baru itu tidak nyaman biasanya. It's same with our personal life actually. You know, because you know, when we try to bring in something new in our personal life, is it not that easy to really like, you know, adapt to it? Dan itu yang terjadi dengan banyak perusahaan-perusahaan yang sudah berusia lama ya. Which is, we saw a lot of companies out there, you know, in overseas, outside Indonesia. Banyak perusahaan-perusahaan seperti contohnya, I'm in the music industry, and you know, when you talk about Gibson, you know, how James Curley bring the change, and it's not easy, man. It's painful, actually, that change. But after they adapt, waktu mereka udah adapted ya, mereka tuh akhirnya merasakan suatu perubahan yang mereka bilang, wow, we wish we have this before, you know, earlier. Nah, itu hal yang hari ini saya ingin share. It's not a lot, but I think it's going to help you guys over there, you know. All the seniors, all the newcomers, you know, you have to face it. You know, when you bring change, it's not easy. And sometimes this company, when they cannot take it, these people, when they can't take it, they love to visit the past and stay there. Tinggal di sana dan mengatakan, wow, this is what supposed to be. And then they went back to old people that have been failed before. So what's the point of change if you cannot take the pain? Tapi yang paling berbahaya adalah kebiasaan mengunjungi masa lalu. Karena masa lalu itu, it's a past, you know, in a corporate world, in a business world, in a strategic point of view. You're not going to visit the past and bring it back to a current, to the place that where you are right now. So it's a wrong move. I'm telling you, it's a totally wrong move to visit the past and bring that back, bring those past back to the present while you want something change. Untuk hal-hal baru, harus ada cara-cara baru. Untuk hasil yang baru, harus ada cara-cara yang baru. So here's my MRT, come and, you know, we'll see you in the next episode, but thanks for listening. Keep moving forward, keep having the future orientation. So guys, until next time, bye.